Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, June 10th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. As always, got a pretty big show this week. Last weekend was BotCon, and rather than muddy up the show with a bunch of Transformers stuff smack dab in the middle, I'm saving all the BotCon stuff for the end. So if you want to listen to all the Transformers nonsense, way in the back. So stay tuned for that. And we've also got some other stuff. Let's get started with movies. Why not? Last week at the box office, X-Men First Class was number one with $55.1 million. The Hangover Part 2 was number two with $31.4 million. Kung Fu Panda 2, $23.9 million. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, number four, $18 million. And Bridesmaids rounded out the top five with $12 million. This weekend, you're going to see basically two big movies that really didn't get a lot of marketing. Super 8, the Steven Spielberg, J.J. Abrams production, and Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer, which is obviously not for you, Troll Hunter, and some other stuff you probably won't go see. Next week is Green Lantern, and I have been told that you should stay for the end credits. I guess that's true of most movies, but with Green Lantern, you're supposed to stay for the end credits, so don't say I didn't warn you. Apparently, you need to stay for the end credits. If I say it more, maybe it'll sink in. I don't know how it works. I think you're supposed to say everything nine times, so I should just put this podcast on a loop. TV fans in the news. AVClub.com is posting a four-part series with Diane Harmon, creator of Community, running down the development of each of the season two episodes. It's amazing. I can't believe we're even seeing this. It's wonderful to read if you're a fan of the show. Mark Wahlberg is now going around talking about The Fighter 2 with more fighting. Should be fun, right? Disney hired a writer for the Tron Legacy sequel, so that is going to happen. Lone Ranger, starring Arnie Hammer and Johnny Depp, has been given a release date of December 21st, 2012. So it'll open about a week after The Hobbit. Which means it probably won't... I don't know. I mean, Hobbit might crush it. Internationally, at least. Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks for the role of the villain in Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained. It's a Western, I'm told. I think is what I read. William Shatner got picked up for USA's Psych, now that Shit My Dad Says has been canceled. Damon Lindelof of Lost fame sold a sci-fi franchise to Disney. Not really sure what it is, but the title is said to be 1952. Or 1592. I'm not sure which typo was correct. Tom Waits' Twitter account, which is obviously not actually Tom Waits posting, posted some lyrics from a new album. So there's going to be a new Tom Waits album soon. That's good news. An untitled sitcom starring Rob Schneider has been made for CBS, at least the pilot has. The premise, Rob Schneider marries into a Mexican-American family, and chaos ensues. MTV has canceled its show Skins. The Hangover Part 2 may be digitally altered for the home DVD release because of Ed Helms' tattoo. Basically, Warner Brothers is still fighting with the artist, S. Victor Windmill, and if the settlement doesn't work out, the tattoo will not be in the movie. Apparently, it's copyrighted. You've probably all heard that The Rock has been cast as Roadblock in the new G.I. Joe movie. If you haven't, now you have. I don't care if it's going to be good or bad, because that means I get a G.I. Joe figure of The Rock, and that's very 1980s. I mean, that's when they put, like, The Fridge and almost Rocky Balboa and all the other crazy mail-in figures they've done of quasi-real people in the line. That was kind of exciting, so looking forward to that. Oprah's ratings finale was a big success, but not her highest ratings ever. It got 16.4 million viewers, which is more than most things get any time on any channel. What else do I got? Oh, this. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Over 100 in-stock prop replicas are on sale this week for 20% off. That includes Doctor Who, Sonic Screwdrivers, Star Wars, electronic lightsabers, the FX ones, the good ones, a number of vehicles, a number of tricorders, a number of Dead Space things. There's a lot of stuff on sale, so go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today to see all of the amazing prop replicas that you can buy on sale right now at Entertainment Earth. Toy news. Wave 7 of Star Wars Vintage has shipped, and for the time being, we are pre-sold out, which means that if you pre-ordered a case, it should have shipped or will be shipping soon. If you did not pre-order a case, you cannot place an order until we get word that there's more, and we are being told that by its pre-sold out status, that that's probably going to be it. Most of Wave 7's new figures will be in Wave 8 and Wave 8 Revision 1, which have been pushed back to October. We have a limited number of Wave 3 Revision 11 available. That's the case with Wedge. So pre-order that unless you want to miss out. In case you're wondering why you'd want to buy a whole case just for Wedge, go to eBay, type in the words Vintage Wedge, and you'll see that you probably want to go ahead and buy the case because it costs about the same as just Wedge. I don't even understand why. Well, I kind of understand why, but it's this isn't the kind of thing that should happen in toy collecting. What else we got? The Star Tours exclusives at Disney Parks showed up. There's two sets. They're $39.95 each at Disneyland. One is called Ambush at Star Tours with Darth Vader, some floating contraption, Boba Fett, and two Skytrooper figures. The other set is Star Tours Travel Agency, and it has an Utai luggage attendant, C-3PO, Ace-38, Ali Sansan, and a signal droid. DC Universe, we have Series 19 pre-orders and pictures up. They're getting kind of obscure. We have the original Sandman, the Atom, Modern Cobra, Hawkman Classic, Magog, and Stargirl, each of which have a Stripe Collect and Connect piece. We also received Wave 16 singles in the past week, including a lot of Blackest Night figures. While we did get the white Hal Jordan, we've been told the black Hal Jordan is still coming. It might be another week or two, or three. You don't know how these things go. And for Transformers, we received Fire Blast Optimus Prime and Voyager Class Sentinel Prime this week. They're nice. They're in stock for now. Fire Blast Optimus Prime has a Mech-Tech Axe, and Voyager Sentinel Prime is smaller. We also put the first 12 Creo sets up for pre-order, which are Hasbro's LEGO-compatible Transformers toys. You can get those. They go from... they're like LEGO sets in the sense that it's not a transforming toy. You have a big pile of bricks, and with those bricks, you can either build the robot or you can build the vehicle. And they have little brick figures you can sit inside and ride around in the cabin stuff. It's kind of cool. They are basically based on the movies, but have G1 heads and G1 minifigures. You can get Optimus Prime, Sentinel Prime, a couple of versions of Bumblebee, Jazz, Mirage, Megatron, blah, 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 blah. There's a Sideswipe. There's all kinds of goodies. So if you like this sort of thing, and yeah, you probably do, you can pre-order them right now. And what else do we have? That's pretty much it. Stay tuned for the BotCon segment. This is Adam Paulus not signing off because I have more show. But if you don't want to hear about BotCon, you can stop listening here. Keep going if you do. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And I'm going to take some water, and then we're going to talk BotCon. Okay, Transformers fans, BotCon 2011 was a big deal. They had a lot of exclusive toys, all of which sold out. And there were a lot of panels and new announcements, some of which you may already know. If you follow the various Transformers news sites, this is probably not going to be that much news to you. But we've got some new things to talk about, and let's get started with that. The big news at the convention was at the Hasbro panel confirming Classics, Generations, whatever, isn't quite dead. Cyberverse will continue into Transformers Prime. Very little new stuff will be discussed until a movie actually comes out, so it looks like Comic-Con's going to have a lot of announcements. And Hasbro doesn't really seem to realize that the hard-to-find Transformers toys of 2011 have been shipping and hitting online for months. We've been selling the Power Core Combiners, Reveal the Shield, Voyagers, Scouts, and Legends for quite some time now. I don't know why they didn't just say, yeah, these are online. They were saying, like, we'll find a home for these. Well, the home has been found. They've been selling online. And as of this week, I've been hearing they've been showing up at some closeout stores, so who knows? The AllSpark, OpenYourToys.com, and TFW2005 all have good write-ups of the panel if you want to read it. Nothing new is explicitly confirmed for Generations or Classics, but a question in the Q&A portion of the panel said that something cool for Generations 1 RC can be expected by the end of the year. I don't know what that means. Well, I'm assuming I know what that means, but I don't know. Hasbro has a lot of new Dark of the Moon, Deluxe, Voyager, Leader, and Ultimate toys. What do we got? You've already talked about that. Oh, Leader Class Ironhide started to hit. That's good to know. And Specialist Ratchet was shown. That's the red and white repaint. It looks like he has a clown nose. Cyberfire Bumblebee is really cool. It looks like they basically painted Bumblebee to look kind of like Ghost Rider. Red eyes and flames and black and all kinds of neat stuff. Cyberverse, that line, now has a Guzzle toy coming. That was the one really big exciting thing, as well as some exclusive box sets, but I don't know what the exclusive box sets are called, who is getting them, and what what the names of the guys are, so that's not good. There's a green repaint of Power Glide that looks really nice. And a lot of cars in neon-y, Micromastery colors that look really good. Transformers Prime showed package samples of Bumblebee, RC, and Starscream. They had tent cards that said July 2011 release date, but Hasbro confirmed that was an error. It's going to be November, December. The toys sport foil graphics and first edition on the boxes, so they're making a big deal over these being the first items coming out, infecting the previously clean Transformers brand with the same collectible nonsense we've seen infect Star Wars, Hot Wheels, and other brands like trading cards over the years. The first Transformers Prime toy will be Optimus Prime at Comic-Con, painted in metallic paints, packaged in a box, and inside that box is a plastic insert shaped like the Matrix, which has a ribbon you can wear around your neck. Cute? Well, not shown at BotCon, the first Human Alliance Leadfoot toy with Steeljaw was shown online this week. So that's pretty interesting. It's going to have a driver. It's got a Target logo. He can ride on the little dog. It's nice. They're also going to make the adorable Reverb with Sergeant Detour, which turns into a little Cardinal ride-on toy. Half track with Major Altitude. Crosshairs with Sergeant Kane. Drag strip with Master Disaster and others. So there's going to be a good chunk of new Human Alliance toys. Rescue Bots are pretty cool. Hasbro has these. Well, they've been showing these for a while. Pre-orders have been up. It's a new storyline. There are no Decepticons, but Bumblebee and Optimus Prime will be present, as well as some new Autobots in sort of a new continuity. It's the new version of Galactic Heroes and Robot Heroes. They're going to be compatible with the Star Wars ones, too. That's pretty nice. Creo, everything's up online to see. And BotCon gave away an exclusive Optimus Prime figure with the Matrix painted on his chest. Looks pretty cool. Hasbro had a lot of exclusives shown. They confirmed the Toys R Us exclusive masterpiece Rodimus is coming with the Target Master Buddy. Walmart's going to get an exclusive deluxe Optimus Prime, which is actually already out, as well as NASCAR-inspired repaints of Revenge of the Fallen, Bumblebee, and Sideswipe. I bought Optimus Prime. It's pretty good. Target's going to have Revenge of the Fallen, Voyager, and Hunt for the Decepticon molds redecorated in translucent, as well as Revenge of the Fallen, Voyager, Starscream, and Ratchet repaints in Dark of the Moon colors. What else we got? A Toys R Us is getting an exclusive Rage on Cybertron gift set. These are three translucent repaints of War for Cybertron, Optimus Prime, Megatron, and Bumblebee with a little bit of added energy bolts on the clear figures. I don't know how much it'll be. It's probably cheaper than buying the opaque ones on eBay because they're not cheap, but it's exciting. And take this with a grain of salt because I didn't hear this from anybody else yet, but TFormers.com reports New York Comic Con will have a non-movie Transformers exclusive. Hasbro hasn't had much of a presence there, but could this year be different? I guess it could. IDW has had a panel giving vague ideas what you can expect going forward. There's a strong interest in more Transformers animated stories. The club panel confirmed they're going to have Runamuck, Runabout, and Shattered Glass Drift as exclusives. Runamuck will be the club freebie. He's based on the Wheeljack mold, as is Runabout. Drift is Drift, but with guns. Transformers Prime had a big panel. I don't want to talk about that. Transformers brand panel said they're looking for more on continuity. The original 13. No real toy news was confirmed, but they had some confirmations of unreleased G1 Action Masters and stuff like that. TFW 2005 has a good report of the Hasbro brand development panel. Other convention happenings. The big thing was the Transformers Hall of Fame inducted a Waspinator. What does this mean? To me, nothing. I don't think it means any new toys or anything. So that's nice. Anyway, this is Adam signing off. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have more next week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. If you enjoyed this show, specifically the BotCon news coverage, let me know. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/AntEarth. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you hated. Mention us on your orders when you place an order, because by ordering and mentioning the podcast, you are helping me make the podcast look important. It might not be. If you enjoy it, it's important, but it might not be important to everybody. So the more we know from you, the better. Feel free to give us feedback. We love it. And check out our site and order something, which I said about too many times because I'm babbling. So I'll stop talking.